Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.
Congratulations, Todd White, one of the leaders here at South Barwon. A fantastic game from you. I thought, obviously, it was a four-quarter performance, but just your work in the middle there, a couple of those centre clearances that ended up in goals were due to your work in there and physicality. How do you rate that win? I know it's really tough because of the teams you come up with against each week, but getting over Newtown today, where does that sort of sit in terms of what you guys are trying to do?
Yeah, Newtown are a very good team. We came into the game thinking that it was going to be a hard-fought battle, whether we're going to get the win or the loss, but we were just trying to stick to our processes, which has been getting clearer each week for all lines between backs, mids and forwards. But Neil gets to say most weeks that any team you get that's top three, it's a free final opportunity. You know that's going to be what finals football's like, so getting that exposure early into the year is really good to see where we're at, take your learnings and just figure out where we can fine-tune those strengths.
And, a couple of your younger players are really starting to come into their own. Obviously Maxi Mawson, we saw what he did today. Like, it was just incredible, his attack on the ball in the air and, his finishing work there at the end. But one guy who I know there's big raps on, who I thought was super impressive, and he was giving you a nudge for the Leopold Sporties, was Hamish Sinnott. That was the best game that we've seen him play. He really came into his own. The amount of running that he did, which is obviously his weapon, and the way that he moves when he's got the footy, it's super impressive.
Yeah, I think firstly on Max, he's just growing in confidence every week, and it's awesome to see. He's going to be a super footballer when he's older and really hits his straps. In regards to Hammer coming down from Camperdown, we knew the talent that he had, spending a little bit of time on a couple of different VFL lists, but it's just good to see him finding his own as well, whether he plays a bit of midfield or a bit of wing. But yeah, his running strength's super. We know that once he gets the footy, we have full confidence that he's going to be able to break lines, and we sort of anticipate that a little bit, and it gives us confidence as mids to sort of stream forward a little bit any time that he gets that space.
Todd, congratulations. One of the things that we found out about, or we heard about, was the fact that you've got an ex-Newtown coach on your coaching staff. He give you a bit of inside information about how to play this ground, especially when it's windy, because it was windy today.
Yeah, it was. Maka, he's been super for us over the short time he's been with us. Very thorough, likes his analysis of opposition, loves stats, tries to read his stats all the time, but he's really good with what he does. And he did tell us usually where the dead pockets are and where to try and attack. So we sort of felt like the wind dropped off a little bit as the game went on, but early days it was really tough going for both teams exiting their defensive 50s.
It'd be like chalk and cheese between him and Nealty, wouldn't it? I think that's why they work so well together, because I don't think Nealty's actually looked at a stat in his life, has he?
Yeah, they balance each other out. I think Nealty has this facade that he doesn't do a lot of oppo analysis and that it's all internal, but yeah, I think he does a little bit more than present to us.
Yeah.
Was there a ground dimensions put up on a pre-game presentation at all this week?
No, I'm not sure what you're alluding to.
Maka just used to love putting up the ground pre-game, and I thought he might have done a nice visual with some pockets or some areas to have shots from, but maybe Nealty said don't worry about that one this week.
Nealty says a lot of that, I'd say, most of the time, doesn't he?
Nealty's, as head coach, he's very good at delegating roles, and he gave Maka a fair bit of it today, but Nealty and Maka work very well together.
Todd, when did you feel the momentum shift? Obviously, the breeze, probably, as you mentioned, played more of a factor in the first half than it did the second, but was there a moment in that first half where you thought, okay, like we've made a bit of running here against the breeze? Was there a moment where you're like, okay, like we've probably got our nose ahead, even though it might not have been on the scoreboard?
Yeah, I think there was a few instances. Early on, Newtown came out pretty hot, and we were certainly defending pretty hard, but we felt like maybe mid-first quarter, we started to wrestle that momentum back. We try to, as cliche as it is, you try to maximise those little opportunities where you feel there's a sniff where, as a team, you're sort of on and you're clicking. And we have sort of found over the last few weeks that our running capacity has been one of our strengths. And we knew that it'd be a four-quarter effort against a high-quality team like Newtown. But as fatiguing legs naturally come into the game, there's more opportunities to expose those gaps in the field. And we tried to take that on.
And just a word on Louis Page, a man who you're right up against, in the middle. His job on Saturday at stoppages looked like to thwart his influence pretty well. We know Blake's been a good player for a long time at this level. Just a word on Louis's job and sort of his development as a player in the last couple of years. is as well.
Yeah, I love playing with Louis. He's one of those teammates that you love to have in your team. You give him a role and he's all over it. So he's one of those players that since coming into that midfield, we've had a lot more chemistry within the defensive areas. And once again, it's probably given us a little bit more, as mids, it's given us a little bit more opportunity to be daring, attacking-wise. And yeah, he comes in, plays a role for us and super clear on it. And he's just, yeah, one of those blokes that you'd love to put on the magnets first out of all the players in our team. He's one of those that I'd be placing on the team board.
Thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Two convenient locations, St George's Road, Norlane and Marshalltown Road, Grovedale. Speaking with Leopold Sporties this afternoon, Todd White. Here's Matt Dowling on K-Rock Football.
Todd, it was a game of missed opportunities really going inside 50. What were the coaching points at three-quarter time around in the position of slightly in front but needing to still push really hard to win the game?
Yeah, I think both teams probably didn't maximise opportunities ahead of the footy. It was like the win was there. It wasn't a huge factor. I'm a bit worried about why Neil just jumped in the front seat here.
Todd, just go with it. It's okay. Just go with it. It's fine.
Yeah, so I think just for us, it was just trying to maximise our shots around goal. I'm sure over the Tuesday and Thursday, we'll do a bit of goal-kicking practice. But, yeah, it was just trying to empty out his forwards. We're trying to be really big on emptying out his forwards. But we knew that forwards continually to get up at the football. Eventually, it would come, and it started to come towards the back end of the game.
And what was the communication like from a leadership perspective out on the ground with other leaders?
Yeah, so among the mids, Doyle is another really good leader on field, and he leads through his actions. But we've played enough football together now there where we sort of know how each other play and where we like to move and the strengths of that. So Doyle's really good with the midfield group. Goffey down back sets him up really well. Dill Starkey is another one that's super from camaraderie point. And then Ford Caldo, he's a super leader. He's the right man for the job. He's been exceptional for us for the last 5 to 7 years or whatever it is as captain. But yeah, we're pretty lucky that we've got some pretty strong leaders across all lines.
Now, the most important questions for the Leopold Sporties, Todd, is that I don't even know this. I should know. Are you swinging hands? Have you got a partner?
I do have a partner, yes.
Have you married her yet or what?
What's happening?
Come on,
no.
Push up. How long have we been going out, please?
We've been together for the best part of 2 years, maybe a little bit more.
So. Maybe 6 months more. Maybe after footy season, that's right.
I think there's a few in line before me.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah.
Really? Is
there,
who else are you tipping in for? Who's supposed to be doing that?
Dylan Starkey's probably got the wobbly knees soon enough. Sammy James was recently...
Yes, he was.
Not.
That's right. Yes. That's
maybe,
right.
Well, shouldn't say it's too close to Caldo. But
oh, really?
Caldo.
There's no chance.
No chance.
Caldo with Neely's youngest one. But
no,
nah.
he won't allow that. All right, so you obviously would take your betrothed to the Leopold Sporties, but if you're going to take a good bloke from the club, who would you take?
Louis Page. He's my man.
No, that's good. No, you wouldn't eat too much too, I reckon. That'd be okay. Be okay. Now, Reptile, who would you never take to the Leopold Sporties? Oh. And don't say driver, because he's
okay,
always. So don't say driver.
Driver's been taken.
No, it's boring with driver. Another Reptile who you wouldn't take.
40.
Oh, I should have said 40 as well.
40 just probably wouldn't. He probably wouldn't give me too much.
Oh, he'd give you nothing.
It'd feel like it's an obligation that he's there to be on the other side of the table to you. So yeah. I probably wouldn't put 40 there.
All right. So you can put Fraser in. Now, the other thing I want you to do this during the week for me, Todd.
Right.
There's a movie many years ago. You're not old enough. It's called Fletch.
Sure.
Okay, Fletch. Chevy Chase. All right. There's a character in Fletch that looks like Fraser Fort. Okay.
Right.
He's on the beach and he's like a bit of a vagrant sort of style person. It is Fraser Fort. I want you to get a photo and put it in the WhatsApp group. I'll tell Neely as well. It is Fraser Fort to a T.
Right.
You'll get millions of laughs out of it. It'll be great. It is Fraser to a T, because that beard thing, I'm not too sure what's going on with that. Do you? What's happening with Fraser?
Unpredictable for all of us. Keeps us all on our toes, I think.
Congratulations. You played very well today. Well done.
Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.